let's review. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis continues to discuss the halachas of the hides of karbanos. Zok the Mishnah, kalakachim she'ir ben psul. If a karban becomes disqualified, it depends. Kaidim lev sheitin eina risein lekahanim. La'achrev sheitin arisein lekahanim. If the psul happened before they were skinned, the kahanim do not get the hides, but they are burned with the meat. However, if the psul happened after they were skinned, the kahanim do get the hides. I never saw detached hides being burned with the rest of the disqualified carbon. Not having seen something is not approved because it might not have occurred in his times, or he may not have been aware of it. Rather, the hide is burned together with the rest of the carbon. The Gemara later in the Kavdalad cites a related machlekes. Rebbe Omer, Hadam Ratz Ala Oyr B'fnei Atzmai. The Avodah of Zrika removes the prohibition of Me'ila and permits the hide if it's already detached from the animal. However, Kushahu Ma'abasar, Nerle Bay Psul, Ben Koydin Zrika, Ben La'acha Zrika, Harehu Kayotzebay. When it is still attached to the animal, it shears the halachas of the meat and is forbidden to the Kahanim, whether the carbon was disqualified before or after Zrika. However, Belaz Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein Adam Ratz Ala Oyr B'fnei Atzmai. The Avodah of Zrika does not permit the hide if it is already detached. However, kashu imabaster, when it's still attached to the animal, it depends. If the animal became disqualified before the zrika, the hide is also forbidden. If it became disqualified after the zrika was effective at the time for the meat and the hide, and it is skinned, and the hide is given to the kahanim. The Gemara seeks to ascertain whether our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rebbe or Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon by comparing it to the previous Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The previous Mishnah ruled, Kol Shel Ezachah HaMizbech B'Vesara, Leizacha Kahan Ba'ira. The Kahanim do not get the hide of any carbon whose meat is not burned on the Mizbech. And the Gemara assumes, Avagav De'Avshate La'ar Kaid Mizrika, Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. This is true even if it was skinned before the Zrika, reflecting the opinion of Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. However, our Mishnah rules, Kol HaKadoshim She'ir Ben Psul Kaid Mepshetan, Einar Yisein LeKahanim, La'achrev sheitin arisein lekanim. The kahanim get the hide of a carbon that was skinned and then disqualified before the zrika, thus reflecting the opinion of Rebbe. The Gemara offers two solutions. Midasefer Rebbehi, Reishon Nami Rebbehi. Both Mishnahs reflect the opinion of Rebbe. And Moide Rebbe, Shein Hefshe, Kaidim Zrika. Rebbe agrees that generally we do not skin it first so as not to unnecessarily delay the zrika. Therefore, the first Mishnah rules that the hide is usually forbidden. However, the second Mishnah explains that if it was skinned, it is permitted. The Reish Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Sefer Nami Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Both Mishnahs reflect the opinion of Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And the second Mishnah refers to where they were not skinned yet. And Koidim Lev Shaitin La'achav Shaitin means Koidim Sheniru Lehefshit Acha Sheniru Lehefshit. The second Mishnah means that if it was disqualified before it was suitable for skinning, meaning before the Zrika, then the hide is also forbidden. But if it was disqualified after it was suitable for skinning, meaning after Zrika, it is permitted. The Gemara now suggests that the Machlekes Rebbe Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon is actually an earlier Machlekes Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua. The pasuk says "Vasisa ilisecha basav adam," comparing the meat and the blood. And the Brisa explains Rebbe Yeshua Eimer imein dam ein basar imein basar ein dam. If there's no valid zrika, the meat is not burned on the mizbeach, and if the meat becomes disqualified, we cannot perform the zrika. However, Rebbe Eliezer Eimer dam avapishein basar, we perform the zrika even if the meat became disqualified. The Gemara suggests. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer, and so the zrika is effective for the hide, even if it's not effective for the meat. While Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe Yeshua, and so the zrika is not effective for the hide because it's not effective for the meat. However, the Gemara explains that Rebbe Eliezer kulei amalei pligi. Rebbe Eliezer will surely hold that the zrika is effective for the hide. However, the machlekes is according to Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe Yeshua, and so the zrika is not effective for the hide because it's not effective for the meat. While Rebbe holds ad kan lekam Rebbe Yeshua hasam ele bebasar delek pseid lekahanim aval or dek pseid lekahanim afal Rebbe Yeshua maida. It's only where the zrika was not done yet that Rebbe Yeshua holds that we do not do the zrika if the meat became disqualified because there's no loss to the kahanim since the carbon was not completed and they would not get the hide anyway. However, if the zrika was done, he agrees that the zrika is effective and the hide is permitted since otherwise it would be a loss to the kahanim. The next Mishnah now discusses par manasrafim v'sir manasrafim. The chatois penimius, the inner chatois, whose blood is sprinkled inside the heichel. Sak the Mishnah, par manasrafim v'seir manasrafim, bezman shein nisrafim k'mitzvasan, nisrafim b'veis hadashin metamen begadim. The inner chatois, when they were brought properly, are burned outside Yerushalayim in the place where the surplus ashes of the mezbech were taken. And the kohen who burns it becomes tummy to the extent that even his clothing becomes tummy. However, v'meinan nisrafim k'mitzvasan, nisrafim b'veis habira, v'einan metamen begadim. If they're burned because they became disqualified, they're burned in the Mikdash and the Beis Habira, as all other disqualified karbanas, and the Kohen does not become tame. The Gemara cites the machlokes whether makom yesh b'harabais or birishmoy. This refers to a certain spot on the harabais, or kol habayis kulei karbira. The entire harabais is called bira. The Gemara cites the machlokes regarding shleisha beis hadashanin. There are three possible locations for burning inur chatois, and as Rashi explains, sreifas psulein b'makom aktaras hakshirin. We burn them in the place where they should have been if they had not been disqualified. Therefore, one opinion says beis hadashin gadol hoyu b'azara. If they became disqualified before Zrika, they were burned in a large Beis Hadeshen inside the Azara. Beis Hadeshen Acher Hoyu Bahara Bayis, Ir Ben Psul Acha Zrika. If they became disqualified after Zrika, they're burned in a smaller Beis Hadeshen on the Harabayis. Oko Mitzvah San Chutz L'Shalash Machnes. When they were sacrificed properly, they're burned outside of Yerushalayim. However, another opinion holds, Beis Hadeshen Gadol Hoyu Bazara, Ben Koidim Zrika Ben L'Acha Zrika. If they became disqualified, whether before or after Zrika, they were burned in the Azara. If they became disqualified after they were brought out of the Azara, they were burned on the Harabayis. When they were sacrificed properly, they were burned outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara points out, Machshava lo pasla. Inur chatois are not disqualified by improper intentions of pickle because they're not eaten nor burned on the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara inquires, Lina ma'o shatoil, beparm hanestrafim ubisirim hanestrafim. Do inu chatois become disqualified if they are left overnight? Perhaps they're not possible lina because ki mahani lina bebasu devar achila v'lhani delav b'nei achilin inu loy. Lina only disqualifies karbanos that are meant to be eaten or burned on the mizbeach, while these are not. Or perhaps they are possible lina because lo yishna. We don't make the distinction, then they do become disqualified. The Gemara also inquires yitzia ma'u shatoil bepar manasrafim basir manasrafim. Do inu chatois become disqualified if they leave the azar before zrika? The Gemara elaborates. Perhaps they are disqualified because Adayin Lehigi Zman Alatzis. It's not yet the proper time for them to leave, and so they are disqualified. Or perhaps they're not disqualified because Seifan Latzis Chayba. Since they are meant to leave eventually, they're not disqualified. Take it, the Gemara leaves these two questions unresolved.